at least I have who to come back to. You know, I have who to talk to. Okay, let's go. Today, Rabbi Isai, I want to discuss the instant cereals, Similac. I got interesting hayrayas from Reb Chaim, from Shem Reb Yashiv. So let's discuss.
Different the potatoes.
So let's see. Okay. So in order to understand the instant and the Similac and the whole sugya, it's actually not enough to know Shin Chav Dalid. I'm sorry, Shin Chav Aleph and Shin Chav Dalid. You got to know something else, another halacha. Shin Mem Si'if Yud Beis. Yeah, huh? Very important part of the sugya. Okay, go ahead. Veget Lane. Go ahead. Paltiel, go.
This is our Pishtun Hashem Shem Givitz Behem Amayim Chaim Shem Losh. Hashem is Arvim V'Nislim Zeh Bozeh.
Why? Because the Misarvim, they mix and they get stuck and it's...
With the water?
With the water. The minute you put the water
with
in...
With each other?
No, with the water. Because of the water, they become...
Stick together.
Okay. With each other.
Now, look at the Mishnah Berurah. How the Mishnah Berurah is Masba, yeah? There's got to be a Mishnah Berurah somewhere.
No
Mishnah Berurah, nothing, nowhere.
It's an Ois Samach from the Be'er
HaGoyla. Okay, and anything?
Okay,
so it's a Mefurash Ram, and I thought it's a Mishnah Berurah somewhere else also. Okay, I'll call upon him, yeah? So something, Yechayif Falash, yeah? So what's different? I mean, isn't that Nesinas Mayim? Isn't that the Sugin Nesinas Mayim? I mean, we learned Nesinas Mayim.
This has to do with Tvira? It's like a Hemshech to Tvira?
No, it has to do with small.
It's like a Hemshech to Tvira.
Okay,
yeah.
So let's take a look at the Chazainish here in Nun Ches Tes. And he says a big, big insight. That this is a very unique case, because this is that the minute you put the water, it sticks together.
It's small.
He says that ririn, something comes out, which causes it a sticking agent or something comes out, and therefore it becomes lush even by just putting the water. So even according to Rabbi Yossi, that holds that lush is only gibul, and not nesinas mayim, here he's masking at yechayiv even for just putting in the water in. Go ahead. Chazainish. Nun chasiv kontes divra maskel zvachim.
Zvachim type dadam reis. Zorak therapist on
mayim. Which is this Gemara, yeah.
Maskinan mishum lush. Vechiti vesari loy. Zer pishtan mishum de isle vivi. It has its own, like, saliva, whatever.
Saliva, there's something that comes out, sticky stuff that comes out of it. You know what reminds me very much of it? Oatmeal. Oatmeal has something that comes out when you put water into it.
Yeah.
It becomes very sticky. You know, oatmeal's a very sticky meichel.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, yeah. An instant for sure. Even the regular, because something comes in, gets very sticky. Yeah, go ahead.
Mash hafilu Rav Yosef Rehuda, this slay Shabbos Yud Ches Menach, noisim mayim lekemach, potter ad shei gavel. He would say, come the hacha chayiv. Rivi mechabel hu tfei mekemach beloi gibol. Inami, hacha lo mitzah gibol shein darken be gibol. Lo mixer.
Gibel. So either way, either because it's worse or it's like mixer gibel, whatever the reasons are.
Okay? Lo yafilu rebi, so it's not even connected in the first place.
Right. Okay, now I want you to pay attention to the two. Hold it open. Because we're going to say, Givaldi Teira. I said, it's a beautiful. And you want to know something? I'm a little nervous because it's new. I never went through the sugi properly. I mean, I never did this. I don't know. Yeah. And I started getting interesting when I saw the Chazanesh. I started to think, things are starting to, you know, clarify itself. Didn't we learn from the Chazainish that for a tinnik, you're allowed to make him his food because of shas hadchak, which means, since we paskin that gibul is aser, so nesinas mayim is only drabanon, so nesinas mayim becomes mutter, right? And then you could use that teirim, right? We learned that shas hadchak, a tinnik is called shas hadchak.
Didn't the Chazainish bring that
hatter? That's what I'm talking about. I'm saying from the Chazainish. Go ahead. So read the Chazainish. It's nun ches. Right? What was it? Ches, right?
Yeah, but he brought tinnik, no?
By tinnik, yeah, the shasat chak, tinnik, no?
Oh, yeah.
We learned it.
Ein ist ein bisschen tasse mich um Schieter, kann ich sicher mit euch auch. Aber als ich mich um Lars, le das mach mir ein Gewerbe. Aber Kiewen Schäußen kam bis zum Säumes Atinik.
Atinik, so knows, even Rebbe Schieter, we learned this yesterday, yeah. Right? So you give me Mekel because it's called the Shasat Chak, like the Behem of Tzar Balachayim, like the Be'alach that we learned that it's called Shasat Chak, right? What food is he referring to? If he's referring to the cereals and the Similax, sorry, we have this chazanish. Not so pashit. Slow down. The oilim uses the tinnik business. It's not so pashit. The tinnik is good for regular food, maybe for the banana. Maybe it's good for the banana, right? When you put, I guess, liquid into a banana, it doesn't mean that it's nizgabu miatzmi. But Similac, an instant food, is meant that it becomes right away stuck together. So then you have this chazanish, so l'chayr, there should be no head. Yeah? L'chayr, there should be no head. Now, the question is, so let's aser it, sai bli l'rako, and sai bli love.
Well, bli l'rako, maybe b'shas l'chayr.
Oh, so that's, let's go, that's what I'm, that's why I'm here.
The
so I'm clearing, efshu the heter is only by bli l'rako, not by bli love. I don't believe so, and I'll tell you why. Let's take a look at the Roshiva's tshuva, Ayisayin. By Tapuche Adam, and I hope that's what the Rashi means by Tapuche Adam. Pure, pure.
Is it the potatoes?
Yeah. Rabbi Yitzchak, I took care of it. My mother's going to call tonight.
Huh?
My mother's going to call tonight. No, no, it's taken care of. Let's talk of the right way to go. Good.
My mother lo hachim tamches Tapuche Adam me avko nimse instant. Potato, cute. Oh, pudding.
Right.
May avka nimse instant pudding.
Yeah.
Ayde shinoi dinasinas mayim acharkach v'shinoi be'irov. With these two shinoim is a mutter to make these instant potatoes and pudding. Tshuva. Avka nimse shatapuchi adama aser bechol eifel.
Bechol eifel, even without shinoim.
Avka nimse shapudding bebelil rakam mutter.
So what's the difference? What's he mean, Michal? What's Rashi Michal? By pudding, by potato, it's also legamri. According to Rashi, you're not allowed to put in instant potatoes any mashka. Why?
Maybe he holds it's always bli lava.
He's saying this chazainish. There's no heter. What's the instant put becomes a gibel the minute you put the water in. The minute you put it, it's like the instant cereal and the instant...
And the pudding nut?
Pudding's different. Pudding's a little different. Pudding's a little different. And you want to know something? Maybe you're saying... Maybe you're saying right. I'm not saying that. Let's slow down. I agree with you that could be, even an instant, there would be a chilk of ava and raka. Wait a minute. Okay, you know what? Let's say it that way. The chilk is ava and raka, right? Good? Okay, yeah?
Okay. No, I mean, I
one second, slow down. Slow down.
I just feel he should have been more.
No, slowly. I agree with this. And you see, I'm breaking it up in two steps. The first step I want is that you see, Tapuche Adam is also Bechol Inyan. Pirish, what's Aser about?
It's also even with the Lush.
The Lush, just by putting the water just in. You're not doing anything. Anything instant that becomes a puree will become Aser right away.
The water itself is an
Iser. Yeah, the water itself is an Iser.
The water is, the water is putting itself is going to mix it.
Right. So the only thing is, you see that he's mechalik between bli l'raka.
Well, I mean, he's handling with the Eruv also. He's handling with the Eruv. I mean, he's discussing the Shinoi, la'ari b'Shinoi. He is discussing the Gibel. Nowhere in the Shaila or in the Tshuva does it focus on the Nesinas Mayim.
So what do you want to say? It's
what the l'hachim?
Yeah, I'm saying, but let's say by Tapuche Adama, why can't you do it with the Shinui?
It's Bli Lava. We're handling with the Deraisa.
Because it's Bli Lava, and the Shinui won't help you at all. Mashenki by the instant pudding. So, you know what? Let's learn it the other way around. What's wrong with asking as a kasha then? Chayru by pudding, the instant should become right away Asr Deraisa because of the Simon Shin Mem. And still we see that there's a het of raka. Let's try that way. Right? The pudding in the pudding is called the blila. Right? The fact that I just put in the water, it should be aser. So where is the heter of raka? Unless you say there is a heter of raka. Okay. So I saw Reb Shlomo Zalman says not like that. Reb Shlomo Zalman says there's no heter of raka. It's blila ava and blila raka. It makes no difference. Okay.
And that's what I'm putting.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, Yudala, how are you? You should know I miss you. You're not here, I miss you. I miss you, Yudala, I miss you. Tzadi, I miss you a lot. So let's see how... Okay, so Yudi, let me tell you what we're discussing. We're discussing how are you allowed to make a food for a baby on Shabbos, instant cereal, right? The rice, those rice, the Gerber rice cereal, and the Similac. So let's see how Rav Nissim Karel's Paskin is. Says an interesting psak halacha about the instant cereal. Okay, here we go. Okay, Fergay Blainin. Yeah. Afka's Daisa. Afka's Daisa is instant cereal. Yeah.
Shema Adam Maim. Nia Kain Iso. Sounds like
Blila Ava. Blila Ava, yeah.
Also, last says Peshavas, Amkin Yasa, Shinui Gomer, Vainu Shiasa, Blila Rako.
Well, so then you see Blila Rako Vetmuta, yeah.
Im Harbe Mayim.
With a lot of water.
Vigam, Lashana Seidim, Sinosa, Mimime Hachoil.
Oh.
Shim Rogla, Vite Koydim, Ava.
Now, what's Rogla? I guess the person, right? Rogla, I guess.
What?
Talking about Akvikas Daisa. It's powder that you make cereal from. It's the instant cereal. Instant cereal. It's afka. It's powder. You put in the drink, and then it becomes a isa, like a dough. So the halach is you have to put a lot of water in order to become raka, yeah. And if not, right, without the shinui, it would be awesome. What about tapuchi adama? Right, shasivayev. So you should do it shasivayev. Okay.
Also, last is Shabbos Buchi Adama Muchon Shnikra Pira
Puree right.
Sheshayuch Chaimayin Ala Afkas Tapuchi Adama Benasa Kimein Isa.
So you see the Shvicha. The minute you put the Shvicha, forget about even the mixing. The Shvicha itself becomes awesome, which is this Chazainish.
But what does it become? A Blila Ava right away?
I don't know, but he says it's awesome either way. It doesn't make a difference. It's awesome.
Because it's not Shaykh Hashinu. You could be Mishan
of the Seder. Why? You see the chilik.
Maybe there's no seder by those things.
Well, it's not mashma. It's mashma is becoming right now an isa. And then he brings pudding also. Pudding's asr.
Jelly.
I guess that's what he means. Right? Read inside jelly.
Shabbos jelly. Afka's jelly.
Afka's jelly means jello. He probably means jello. Okay?
Jello.
So you see that he's chilik a little on the Rashiva. Rashiva says, Blila Raku be mutter. Yeah? Blila Raku be mutter. Yeah, but why would a guy do it? Would a guy make jello blila raka that it was so
jelly
wet and so?
Jello's is always blila raka.
No, it's not.
What is it?
It's ava.
That's called ava.
It's
almost a nasal. Jello. I mean, maybe there's different
types of jello. Yeshiva too long. The way they make the jello in yeshiva.
We don't make it a shakal by dessert. Yeah.
It's a nasal. Okay, what do I want? Let me tell you what I want. What I want is that something which l'chayra becomes a mixture just by putting the water, like the chazenish, which is the hezber and shin mem, it's also right away. There's no heterim of shasat chak. There can be no heter for it. For example, to make puree for a baby, would it be mutter? No.
Unless it's a blue miracle.
He doesn't bring it. That's what I'm trying. You see, I saw this chiluk.
He says Vanasa Kamin Isa.
Because you're saying it's automatically Blila Ava.
That's what it sounds like. That's what we started off before.
Why doesn't he get the eights of putting in Harvey Mayim?
Put him Harvey Mayim. Why just put a lot of water in it?
You said it before. Why not say it here?
How many times does he have to repeat himself?
No, it's not Mashmitz. Mashmitz also.
So why didn't he wait till he brought all the cases and then he said,
Mashmitz also Bechol Gavna.
Why did he split into different cases? He should have put.
I'll tell you why. Who wants to make a Blila Ava Rakha? You wouldn't want to eat it.
For a baby.
For puree, you wouldn't want to eat it.
Who would eat a puree that's Blila Raka? That's what I'm saying, like a jello, who would want to eat it?
This other thing, Daisa, maybe make a Blila Raka.
Okay, so let me tell you what I have. I sent in my Talmud today, and he said over from Rav Chaim said over from Rav Yashiv that if you put a lot of water, it's mutter. If you put a lot of water, it's taka mutter. The tapuchi adama, everything is mutter with a lot of water.
I don't know if I ever experienced this tapuchi adama.
You're having yeshivas.
Yeah, yeshivas, so they make the mashed potatoes.
That's how they make the mashed potatoes. There's nothing real in yeshiva. There's no real food in yeshivas.
See, but who's making mashed potatoes on Shabbos?
Why not? Because you Baruch Hashem, you have a child, you don't have it. Well,
you still
have
need those shiloh. You still need those
shiloh. You to make the mashed potatoes out of it, you have to put it in a pot and cook it. Can I show you what I really want? Can I show you what I really want you to learn? You need the shinuim, whatever. But I'm saying, but it's all harbi mayim is mutter. Harbi mayim is mutter, and all these things, and daisa, and it's all mutter. Okay. I'm setting you up. I'll tell you why I'm setting you up. I can't understand it. The Makar is the Chazainish. Look at Nun Chesiv Katan Tes. He talks about the case of Shumshimim, which is this case of something that becomes an Issa. And he says clearly, even if you put a lot of water, he says it clearly.
Maybe that's the Matthias, because there's a Riri.
I don't know. First read it.
In that same one?
Yeah, Siv Katan Tes.
Which
Siv Katan Tes. Nun Ches Siv Katan Tes.
Which Diva Maskel?
With the Shumshimim.
The same one we just
read? Yeah.
The Zarapishtim.
Zarapishtim, yeah.
Zochen Tag Dalem, Zohar, Zepishtem, Mamayim Chai, Maskim Shem Losh, Vachiti Sari Lov, Zepishtem Shem Disle Vivi, Mashem Dafilo Rav Yetzvei Yehuda Disle Shav, Zechesem Rav, Noisem Mayim Nekemach, Potter, Adshe Gavol, he would also come out, Dehoch HaChai, the Rivi, Mechabelu, Tfei Mekemach, Belo Givo. Inami Ochelo, Mnichsa Givo, Shein Darkem, Begivo, Chiti Sari Lov, Filo, Rabbi De Mechai, Nesim Mayim Nekemach, Chiti Sari Lov, Mint Vekad Dali. Did I see it yet? No. Invite him?
The best stuff out of you.
So I do.
Here it is. Hoche mashma, the after nois and mayim medrubim chayim. What happened? I don't understand. It's all based on the Chazanish, but they forgot about the Chazanish. I sent my Talmud back. I said, you go back. He didn't want to go back. I told him, don't ever call me again if you don't go back.
Who's Talmud?
That's all? Not one of my Talmud members called me. He's going to Reb Chaim today.
Oh, see, you went on Chaim?
He went to Reb Chaim. So I told him to ask, what are you with the Daisa? What's the luck with the Daisa? So Pashtis, it's Mamish, the case of Sif Yud Beis, Shin Men. Look at Shin Men.
Maybe Riri is different. Maybe that's the Matzis.